Okay, so yesterday we commenced with a discussion on verse 9 where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ قَوْمِ نُوحِ وَعَادِ وَثَمُودِ. Has the news not reached you of those people who were before you, of the people of Nuh, Ad and Thamud, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and those who are after them, لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, none knows them except Allah. جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, their messengers came to them with clear signs. So yesterday we discussed up to this particular point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only being that has full knowledge of the previous nations and what happened. And that's why Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say, كَذَبَ النَّسَّابُونَ, that those who claim to have full knowledge of lineage are liars, because no one can know fully, you know, the ancestry or the history of any particular person or group. And that's even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lineage, there's only certainly up to Ma'ad ibn Adnan. However, there are nations that the Meccans were familiar with, the nation of Nuh, Ad, Thamud, how they disobeyed Allah and how that led to their destruction. This is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is emphasizing. Whilst you don't have full knowledge of the previous nations, you have adequate knowledge of those who did not heed the call of their messengers and what was the outcome of that. So why don't you take lesson? Don't be like those people. فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, they put their hands to their mouths. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ, and they said, we reject what you have brought. وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكِّ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ, and we are in doubt amounting to anxiety regarding what you call us towards. Now yesterday I had mentioned that there are multiple interpretations of what it means for them to put their hands over their mouths, those who did not want to believe the messenger. The one is that the unbelievers began biting their hands out of extreme rage, and the Quran makes mention of this in Surah Al-Imran. A second interpretation, when they hear the speech of the prophets, they place their hands on their mouths in utter amazement. Sometimes people do that in amazement. A third interpretation, they place their hands on their mouths trying to indicate to the prophets that remain silent, we don't want you to talk anymore, we're not interested in listening. A fourth interpretation is they put their hands on their mouths to indicate that, listen, we're not going to respond to you. If you're expecting any answer, we're not going to respond to you. A fifth interpretation is they put their hands on their mouths to suppress laughter. That is also what people do sometimes. When you're about to laugh, you put your hand over your mouth because you don't want to laugh out loudly. The sixth interpretation is that it could refer to the hands of the believers, their hands could refer to the hands of the unbelievers, and mouths could refer to the mouths of the prophets. In other words, the unbelievers would take their hands and put it over the mouth of the prophet who was speaking to say, stop speaking. And a seventh interpretation given by Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani is that both their hands and mouths refer to the hands and mouths of the prophets. In other words, these unbelievers were so audacious that when the prophet was speaking, they took the prophet's own hand and put it across his own mouth to try and keep him quiet. So any one of these seven or eight could be the interpretation of what Allah says, that فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, they put their hands to their mouths. They put their hands to their mouths. It could be any one of the eight, or it could be a combination of it. But the bottom line, what is being highlighted here, is that the prophets offered them the guidance. And this was a bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The books that the prophets brought, the sharia that the prophets brought, the message that the prophets brought, this was a bounty of Allah upon those people. But they did not accept that bounty. And they flung it back. You know, like we would say in colloquial expression, I flung the thing which so-and-so person gave me back into his face. It does not literally mean that you flung it in his face. It means that you rejected it. So putting their hands over their mouths would also mean that they rejected it. So that's the crux of the messenger. They did not appreciate the bounties of Allah. They did not accept the message of the prophets. And Allah warned them that take lesson from what happened to the people before you. And that warning is for us also, that even though we believe, but our actions should not continue. We should take lesson from others who carried out wrongful actions and then had to bear the consequences.